Yeah?
Yes, sir.
I see our poverty's in a hell of a shape. They quit and adjourned over to Monday.
I knew they did that. The basic reason they did it is that Clayton Powell wanted to go to Puerto Rico. Although, it's just as well from the standpoint of reaching compromise because we couldn't do it today. Kerry just is adamant. But we met with the NEA, Larry met with them a good while this afternoon, and I talked to them this evening, and they're bending a great deal. In fact, they had been grossly misinterpreted in earlier conversations this week, and I'm right here now with the bill in front of me, and I've just got off the phone with the Yarmolinsky reworking a section that ought to, in a way that ought to satisfy everybody. And this comes from NEA. I mean, it took their guidance in it. We're going to meet Larry and Shriver and Yarmolinsky in the morning.
Why does NEA hate to see a Catholic get any aid?
They believe that it will eventually lead to a deterioration of support for public schools, that it'll start draining off funds that they badly need now. And there are two men, this fellow Fuller and then the executive secretary of NEA, Bill Carr, who had just violently opposed to any aid to parochial schools.
Well, then how are you going to get them to go along then, if they're violently opposed to it?
Well, what they don't want to establish, Mr. President, is the principle of legislation which says that aid can be given to parochial schools. They are realists and know that peripheral aid is going to have to be given sooner or later, like textbooks or like buses. But they don't want to establish a legal legislative precedent which admits aid to a parochial institution. So if we can fuzz it in such a way that the administrator can use Catholic or parochial schools after hours without saying so as such, they'll take reality that way. And that's the hope, the only hope we have now, I think.
Well, what do we care if we take it out and just let that all that money go for camps?
Well, this is a vital part of the poverty program, getting community facilities in decided. Shriver thinks it's as important as the camps because if you ever prove that a community can get together to solve its problems, you're halfway home.
Yeah, but I'd get the camps and let the Catholics go to hell if that's what they...
I certainly think that is the fallback position, that if we do not reach a compromise tomorrow, that by the time they come back here Monday, we just have to give up Title II. But the compromise we're thinking about right now is just to knock out any reference to educational institutions at all in the language. And not fool around with school. This is your idea, really, of taking out the whole section. But instead of the whole section, just that part that deals with education. And for the first year, get by without it. And NEA will buy that. And the question is, and we think that Kerry will. We're going to meet tomorrow with the specific language, and then Larry's going to talk to him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
Any other news?
No, sir.
Any making progress on speeches today, like White House correspondence next week? We've got to have some fresh, good jokes there.
I've got two men working on that. Fletcher Knable, who agreed to do something, and Fred Sparks, who writes the Saturday Review of Literature, writes quips for them. And they're both working on it.
Bill, why don't you just confidentially just call Bill, Bob Hope, say, now we got the White House correspondence. It's awfully important. We want something new and fresh. I can't let anybody know I talked to you, not even the boss, but I wish you'd send us something, because he thought that your statement about leaving the flashlight, you won't stay at the White House, but you left your flashlight, is wonderful. I'd just call him and see if he couldn't quietly do it. Say, can't I just trust you?
I sure will.
I'd sure coach him, though, not to let his speechwriters know what he's doing it for.
I sure will. I'll call him and try to get him tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.